Some New Jersey residents are hoping to end the state's ban on stun guns. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has details.
A lawsuit filed in federal court has its sights set on overturning the Garden State's general prohibition on stun guns and tasers. Mark Cheeseman filed the lawsuit when Taser International refused to ship a stun gun to his New Jersey home, citing the state law. Steven Stambulia is representing Cheeseman and the New Jersey Second Amendment Society in court.
Some people might want to use a taser instead of having to actually kill somebody or to shoot someone. If you want to defend yourself in your home, you're basically left with a bat or a gun. You can't use a taser.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against a stun gun ban in Massachusetts, saying the reasoning behind the law was flawed. That ruling has spawned suits to overturn stun gun bans across the country, including one this month in the District of Columbia. The New Jersey Attorney General's office says it does not comment on pending cases. And while it might seem intuitive to allow residents to carry generally non-lethal stun guns for self-defense, University of Pennsylvania law professor Paul Robinson says there's an argument to be made against them.
People worry that citizens will use them too easily. That people, if they had firearms that were deadly, would be more hesitant to use them.
Robinson says stun guns can also cause unintended injuries, say if you were to be stunned and then fell down. But he agrees that they are one of the better non-lethal options for self-defense. Earlier this year, former acting New Jersey Attorney General John Hoffman relaxed the rules on stun gun use by police in an effort to cut down on how often they used deadly force. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.